Hi, everybody. Radical Gardener here. And I know my subscribers have really been anxious about this interview. I've been talking about it for about a month. But anyways, today I have the honor to interview research scientist Bob Greska. And in 2012, in a breakthrough discovery, he came across a single non-clustered molecules of carbon-60 or C60. So let me say here that his is a non-solvent because I did take the C60 that had been washed in solvents, but we'll get to that later. So after extensive research, Mr. Greska realized the potential health and athletic performance benefits associated with carbon-60 organic sunflower oil, and wanted to share this remarkable find with others. So we formed Carbon-60 Incorporated to focus on this revolutionary product. And I'll continue here just, and then we'll get right to the interview. Bob Greska received his Bachelor of Science degree in Mechanical Engineering from Southeastern Massachusetts University in 1978. He studied material science and mentored under Harold B. McDonald, the developer of fiber optics, which that's no small thing. Mr. Greska's career in aerospace provided him the opportunity to work with advanced composite materials such as carbon fiber, advanced ceramics, and plastics. Then, in 1979, he was appointed as the lead process engineer to oversee the fabrication of the ceramic billets used to make the space shuttle tiles for the first space shuttle, Columbia. He continued his work in aerospace, reporting to the head of research and development. So let me turn that page. As a materials engineer on various carbon components for spacecraft and aircraft until founding Engineering Innovations LLC in 1990. And I'm almost done with your fabulous bio. This company focused on the design and manufacturing of various carbon, carbon fiber, and Kevlar structures, which I have a question about, for the medical, sports, fitness, and aerospace community. He worked mainly with various forms of carbon, water, petrochemicals, and glasses, developing new technology. Additionally, Mr. Greska pioneered the modern day spring shoe, which is so interesting. And also, and something else, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. The spring shoe, what else did you help to?
Oh, I worked with the, developed a hypobaric chamber, which is basically a vacuum chamber, which you get inside that simulates a high altitude.
That's it.
At a high altitude, you get more red blood cells and you can perform better as an athlete at low altitudes.
Yeah. Right, right. He also applied vibroacoustics frequencies for the health and oil water separation for petrochemicals. All right. So what I do want to say is that I'm in no way science minded. So my questions are coming from a real layman's perspective and experience with the product. I have a personal connection to this product. My husband and I have taken C60 now for the last 6 weeks and have seen results that are measurable and anecdotal. We've experienced more energy, detoxification, clarity of mind, and I'm telling you, lots of other things. My skin is literally peeling off, which is the largest organ for detox. And I mean, moles are coming off, and I'm 68. I have age spots. They're peeling off. My husband's skin looks completely different. So we're pretty knocked out by it. Let's see. There has been, through analysis, I'm seeing less stress on my liver, kidneys, intestinal tract, which I have pictures of and I've showed Bob and I will show later, and gallbladder. There's also been a small improvement in my adrenals. And and before, when I had taken some other C60, there was very little improvement. So that's when I got really excited and I saw the difference between yours and what I was taking. I thought, I have to talk to you. This is, to me, this is the future in health. You know, I just think that, you know, you've just scratched the surface of where this could go. So let me just start here. How did you make a connection between the C60 being used as an, it was being used as an additive to make petrol less abrasive, right? To, we might want to look at it as something to ingest and would aid us in removing free radicals. I mean, that's a huge aha moment, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was. We developed a process to make carbon-60 initially as a lubricant additive, like for automotive engine oil. And there were some studies done in Europe testing the carbon-60 out in automotive engines, and they had huge successes with it. And we said, oh, we ought to get some of that stuff and play around with it. And, you know, I had the aha moment at that point to say, oh, gee, I think I know how to make that, you know, not looking and following track with it, how anybody else did it. And so I went into it green and, you know, on my own without any knowledge. And I have a laboratory that I had for years, a research laboratory of my own personal. And so I tried making a small amount of it, which I did. And, you know, we made a small amount and tested it and said, yeah, this is carbon-60. And, you know, what are we going to do with it? And realized that, you know, when I was making it, I overdid it in the laboratory, and it's a very small particle, so it's like trying to contain hydrogen. And so it permeated the room, and the room was not extremely well lit, so it looked dark in there anyway. So when I opened the door to look out and see the light coming in, there was this black cloud in the room. And I've been breathing it for hours. And so I said, oh my gosh, what did I do? Did I do something? So I started researching, you know, did I just toxify myself? Let's look at it. So I looked at also studies. You can pretty much type in Google carbon-60 in most any health issue. And there seems to be a medical abstract on that of some sort where they're doing testing. And this all testing has been done. When I did this, this was back in 2012, when I started manufacturing the carbon-60 and making the single molecules of it. That's the we don't use any solvents in our process. That's the big difference between ours and probably anybody else's in the world. So, I started researching it. I stayed up for 18 months, day and night. I'm a research scientist, got on the computer, read everything I could about carbon-60 because I knew I had something different than anybody else produced in the world. And that's when I figured that, wow, this is, you know, read the articles, put some together, you know, piece this article with that article, read between the lines. And I said, wow, this is going to be a healing particle.
Well, and then it's kind of famous now as the study with rats. I mean, was that something that motivated you too? I mean, that was quite an impressive study where, I mean, the rats that were taking the C60, and that I think was a toxicity test to see how much you could give them to kill them and you couldn't. And they were being bombarded with radiation. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they did those tests. And after they had the carbon-60, they wanted to see what would affect them, and very little affected them. The toxins from the trichloroethylene, I think it was, and also from, you know, bombarding them with radiation, and it just bounced off them, basically.
They didn't die. They actually thrived, right? Didn't they? They had to eventually kill them with didn't they just give them enormous amounts of water, I think it was, that was injected with the C60,
yeah.
Right?
But that study inspired me to go, gee, you know, and look into it further and see why it was going to be a healing. And basically, carbon-60 is a superior antioxidant.
Okay.
And antioxidants donate electrons, like all your red wines, your dark berries, all those high antioxidant foods, they basically donate electrons. And that's what the carbon-60 molecule does. It has a unique ability to donate electrons. And this electron donation process is important because when you are exposed to toxins, toxins go in and steal electrons from molecules in your body. And when they steal the molecule, the electron, that molecule knows not what it is anymore, and it doesn't function properly. The cell that it's attached to or part of doesn't perform as well as it used to. So it's more of it drains your energy from your body.
Why does it borrow the electron? I mean, why is it doing that?
Most of your toxins are what they call, they're ionic. They're missing an electron. That's what makes it a toxin.
Okay.
So toxins are electron stealers, and carbon 60 or antioxidants are electron donators. So that's why you want to eat a lot of wheatgrass and green food and spinach, and they're all high antioxidant values. Those are good foods for you. But now you know with the antioxidant capabilities of the carbon 60, it's more concentrated. They're single molecules. The single molecules are hugely important because they have the more ability to travel around in your body more freely, being so tiny. They're atomic in size. They're 60 carbon atoms, whereas a molecule of spinach is much larger. It defines it as spinach. So being a smaller particle gives it more mobility and more susceptible to that magnetic attraction when it sees a free radical. And sharing that electron, it's a magnetic attraction, plus and minus, and they attract to each other. And now, so big and small, it's easy to find that.
Because it's so small, would that give it an ability to break through, like, the blood-brain barrier? Is that...
We're looking at doing some testing to verify that.
Okay.
I'm working with one of the local colleges here to start a program to eventually get to that point to determine that.
Right.
We're going to do a quick look-see kind of testing and see what's going on. And then what we gain from that, we're going to define more of a larger test program.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I do have to say that right out of the gate when we started taking yours, we felt sharper. You know, we thought that we were thinking clearer. And I know this is, I really don't mean this to sound woo-woo in any way or overstate it, but it was because of that we were making better decisions. You know, we're making better decisions about our health. We're more motivated. So there's some really kind of extra little perks that I didn't even think would be a part of this, you know. That's why I say there's so much to this that, you know, it hasn't even been looked at yet.
Right. You know, the anecdotal evidence is you're looking at the endpoints. You're looking at the beginning and the end. You're not really looking at why it happens. In
yes.
Between. And that's what we have for information right now. And now we're trying to look at the whys and hows, all that stuff in the middle. Does it really matter, the whys and hows? No, it's the endpoints that really count. You know, I mean, and those whys and hows in the middle, you know, they have margins of error. So you're going to be over this way a little bit, over this way a little bit. And The real thing is the end point. So I think we're well on track.
Yeah.
And what you say is about, you know, when people start taking our carbon 60 to single molecules, 99% have more energy in 4 days. That's what they tell us. It's anecdotal. Many of them, we have people putting drops in their eyes, and it's helping with glaucoma. Macular degeneration and cataracts, and they see results in like a few days.
I talked to someone that did that.
And clarity of mind, making better decisions. That's probably the third thing that we hear, and that's in about 80% of the people that can see it. Then they say, "Well, I can think better. I'm sharper. Then I get better sleep." Well, it's all these free radicals caused by toxins. They're like tiny roadblocks throughout your entire body. And the carbon molecule goes in there, donates an electron to those roadblocks. They are no longer a roadblock. It turns that cell back on so your body has more energy to function, more energy to heal itself, basically.
So where does C60 come from? I mean, does it come from Shanghai? Does it come from outer space? Where does it come from?
Well, Shanghai is a rock in Russia, and
right.
You got Sweden, Norway, a body of water, and then Russia, right there, about the same size, you know, just over there. They say possibly it could have been a meteor that came from outer space that with the intense heat of collision with the Earth, causing everything to burn up, and the temperatures and conditions were right to form the rock Shanghai, and Shanghai has about 1.5% carbon 60 in it. Which is a fairly high concentration, but is trapped with other I guess, carbon byproducts, a rock or stone or so forth like that. It's a soft stone. It's like almost like a charcoal briquette, but harder. And it is black, but people have been using that for years in Russia, hundreds of years, as a healing. The water that comes through it picks mm-hmm. up a little bit of the carbon 60, and people have been drinking it and noticing that for years. It's been suppressed during the World War II and the Cold War. There was a book that came out. It's called Shungite, and I suggest anybody take a look at it and read it, because the properties of that rock actually describe, pages 31 and 45 describe the actual results we have seen with the carbon 60. I mean, it just confirmed it to me that, you know, we're onto something. Let's continue
right.
forward.
Right. Yeah. And we've been putting it in our water. Actually, I ordered some from Russia about a year ago. So I've been interested in this for a while, and we've been putting it in our water. If there were improvements, I mean, they were pretty undetectable, but we thought, well, you know, it might work. It might not. And we had it in all of our pets' water. So, you know, and I have pets, it definitely seemed like they perked up after they started drinking water, and their systems are a little less complicated than ours, I guess. So, you know, they seem to have reacted to it a little bit quicker, or like I said, we really couldn't detect it so much. As I stated above, your company focused on the design and manufacturing of various carbon fiber in Kevlar structures. What are Kevlar structures?
Well, Kevlar is an aramid fiber. It's a different type. It's a plastic fiber. It's actually made by DuPont, and it's an oriented polymer chain. In other words, they take a polymer is, it looks like a spaghetti twisted up in a plate, and they take that spaghetti and they stretch it out in a straight line, so they orientate the polymer. So now it's stronger because everything's going in one direction, pretty much like grain and wood. Okay, but it's an aramid fiber. It's a yellow fiber. It's very strong. It has a lot of more give to it. Carbon fiber is very brittle. It's like a piece of glass fiber. It'll break really. You know, if you shock it, it'll break. It doesn't stretch at all when you try to stretch it, until it stretches a little bit and then it breaks. But it takes a very high load. Now, Kevlar is a little more ductile, not ductile is not the word. It elongates more. And so it's a little stretchier, not quite like a rubber band by any means. It's still a very stiff fiber. They use it for Kevlar vests. You've heard bulletproof vests.
Oh, yeah.
It absorbs the impact of Kevlar vests. Sometime you can put a layer of Kevlar fabric in with your carbon fiber to make it more shock resistant, and it controls the properties. When you're a materials engineer and scientist, you add different additives together, and if you want something to be a little more conductive, you put iron filings in it, let's say, so
it increases conductivity.
You know, along those lines. So when you formulate materials, it's basically, you know, playing with the additives.
Okay. You know. Okay. You touched on this a little bit. If you could just more fully explain the following to us laymen. The C60 molecule can share one, or maybe you didn't say this. I saw this in another interview, can share one or two electrons 20 times. So how does this mend damaged molecules, or better yet, more referred to as free radicals?
Okay. Well, again, free radicals are molecules missing an electron by definition. And the carbon has the ability to donate the electrons. And yeah, the geometry here, I've got one right here.
Okay.
The geometry of the carbon 60 molecule, it looks like a soccer ball. It's made out of, there's hexagons here and, you know, pentagons here. And that what makes it fold around. Now, each of these little black dots here represents a carbon molecule, and they come together in three points, and that gives it about 20, times on the surface where it has the ability to donate an electron, and a one or two electrons, because the carbon bond, carbon to carbon, that's what makes carbon fiber so strong. It's they share two electrons when they join to each other. Unlike most, like a polymer chain like the Kevlar, they share one electron in a series. The carbon fibers, they share two electrons instead of one. So two makes it stronger, and that's why carbon fiber is so strong. And same thing here with the carbon. They share two electrons joining together, so they have an excess of carbon. By the geometry, the shape of the sphere, they have the ability to release one of these electrons.
Is that the shape of what we call a buckyball?
That's a buckyball, yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So that's just the shape of that is what gives it its the strength, doesn't it? Isn't that make it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Geometry plays a very important part in a lot of structures. It's how they're assembled and put together. Like diamond is in a triangular form, you know, then there's charcoal, which is random. There's graphite, that's random also. There's graphene, a flat sheet. There's very forms, and of course, the buckyball, which is spherical in nature.
I want to touch on this just a little bit more because I did go through this and it was pretty harsh. And so this is something I do want to share for at least my subscribers. Is the solvent issue, because that was so harsh on my system and yours doesn't have the solvent. Is it true when the C60 is washed in the solvents, which isn't it toluene or something, one of the solvents?
Yeah, toluene. It's a pain thinner, basically. You might consider it in the same category of solvents.
Right. So you find it in nail polish, varnish products. I'm so glad I was ingesting that. But no matter how long that product has been that has the solvents in the manufacturing of it, it's impossible to remove. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if it's impossible or not, but the samples that we have looked at, it's not removed. We bought various products from different companies that manufacture carbon 60 and looked at them under the microscope. They contained what looks like, and they say it's toluene residue, so we're assuming that's what it is, but it looks like there's quite a bit of it. The purity of the carbon may be very high, you know, compared to the other carbon, and like they say 99.9% pure, and then the 0.1% may be carbon 70 or something like that, or some other, you know, things, but the carbon's pure itself, but it has solvents in it, and there's quite a few. We can probably, you know, calculate by looking at underneath the microscope and guessing it's well over 50% by weight of solvent versus it is having carbon. So how much of that, you know, remains with the solvent? It's in whatever you're mixing, so it gets dissolved in there. So there has been no way yet to remove that. So,
well, wouldn't be the more that you would, you know, attempt to remove it, wouldn't that dissipate the C60 that's there? I mean, would you have less C60 by going through that process?
No, I don't think you would have less C60. I think you just have the C60 that's in, you know, they say trace toluene, but it, like I say, it looks like there's more than 50%.
Okay.
You know, and as they try to dry that off and remove it, all your particles get closer and closer and closer together until they stick together, and all the carbon 60 sticks together in clusters. And opposed to our product, we don't have that. We don't use solvents. There's no solvents anywhere in our process, so we don't have those clusters. We have single molecules. And I got a good analogy because I just came up with this. It's like a snowball versus snowflakes. Okay, you have a cluster of carbon 60 molecules stuck together. That's a snowball, and that's why people mix it for a couple of weeks and try to separate them. They can't quite get them separated. They don't all separate, and so, you know, snowflakes is a much better example of single molecules floating around. There's a lot more availability. Each one of those single ones can go donate an electron, where one snowball can probably donate one electron also.
Would that cause any kind of a clumping at all?
Well, the carbon 60 molecules would be clumped together, yes. That's it. But there's still, you know, even 10,000 carbon 60 molecules stuck together is very, very tiny.
Okay. So I do want to show pictures. I'd shown them to you beforehand. So I'm going to show you what my, this is a dry cell analysis. And I want to be really clear. This is an analysis, right? And, so this is of my, you know, what I had was kind of a leaky gut, not attractive, but But I want to show this because this is before I took yours. And I've been on some other for like four. Can you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, see that? That shows up. So,
So you can show all those what they call are lakes, those white circles are where it shows stress. You know, you can say a lot of different things. You can say inflammation, you can say whatever, but stress is really the word that stress on that, you know, particular area. So now I'm going to show you, I just did these pictures yesterday.
So you were taking somebody else's carbon 60, and then you switched over to mine, and this is what you're going to show us. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And here's the improved version. That's pretty significant.
That's pretty. Now that, how long were you taking my product before that picture was
taken? Not quite 2 weeks.
2 weeks. So you went from the prior picture to that picture in 2 weeks. Wow.
Actually, to be really fair, in 12 days.
In 12 days. We see quick results with our product. It gets into the system really quickly. It expels the free radical or all, you know, removes the toxins, and we hear of results within sometimes minutes, hours, and typically 4 days. And then in about, you know, like you say, in about that time, you can actually get documented evidence within a short period of time. And 12 days or so is good.
What's really exciting is that, I mean, the body, every cell in the body regenerates in 7 years. So what happens if, and no one knows the answer to this, right? If you're taking C60 for 7 years and now you have a whole new, you know, regenerated body and there's no free radicals, there's, you know, now we're going to be talking about longevity in a very different way. You know, and you start, you know, when you think about, I think it was Cliff High I heard say this, where, you know, he was saying that in China, you know, they say that you are an adult, you are not an adult until you're in your late 80s. This isn't a very old, you know, saying, and you think, well, how long did they live, you know, when there weren't any of these free radicals around? You know, is C60 something that really can bring some real longevity? I mean, it does lengthen the telomeres. It's doing what I think that the medicine has been looking for, don't you?
Well, I sure hope so. And it's possibly, if anything was the fountain of youth, this is probably it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the closest thing that we have come to as of today. I mean, you can say that. I don't know how true it is, but
right.
It's, yeah, but you know, but if it does lengthen telomeres and it does give you a better quality of life, especially in your later years,
that's right.
Because that's when we've been exposed to all the toxins and everything,
right.
And so forth. As you're older, you accumulate them in your body, and they've been in you longer. So older people have more of a more better results with this product,
right?
You know, young athletes, you know, athletes do great with it. I mean, when you oxidative stress, high muscle function, if you remove the free radical right at the spot, you have the carbon 60 in your body, their performance goes way up. Incredible. They perform their all-time best. And not just once, everybody does.
Right. Now, actually, just a couple more questions here, and then just let you know what I'm going to be up to with your product. Is that I think I read, I don't know if it was an interview I saw with you, but that by eating an apple a day or by adding like hydrogenated tabs to water, is that something that accelerates the effect of the C60? Or is that something that you recommend? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the carbon 60 molecule has, and I understand the hydrogen ties up with the carbon 60. So tying up those sites that make the carbon molecule work may not be a good idea, tying them up with hydrogen. But
really?
We don't recommend it with our product. We don't see any need for it. But I'm not, no, that's not the final word. But it seems like, because I know in the laboratory they've created what they call these. They call a carbon 60, and they attach hydrogen to it, and they make what's called a fuzzy ball. And it's basically a carbon 60 with hydrogen attached to it. And if you're putting hydrogen in and it's attaching to the carbon 60 molecule, it may be tying up the sites that make the carbon 60 molecule work. So we don't recommend it.
Okay.
So, but I'm not, I don't, not the final word. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm, you know,
this doesn't sound right to me.
You know, we're very much the same in the way that we give out information. I mean, on my YouTube channel, you know, I always tell people, I'm never telling you what to do. This, I'm just sharing my experience. This is my journey. This is what I'm finding that works. I've got problem solving my own, you know, I mean, my life is filled with problems that I need to solve for myself. I'm not going to try and solve yours. So, you know, but if I come across something I'm excited about, then I'm going to share it. And, you know, this is just coming from our own experience, right? And, you know, I really respect how you approach this. And, you know, I knew as soon as I got on your site and I talked to you, and I had some subscribers that really gave me a little harsh talking to and said, you need to really go over and check this out. And I listened to them and they were right. So I really appreciate the work you're doing. So the way that I'm going to move forward is I'm going to now start adding my therapeutic sound, which is also based in geometry. And you and I talked a little bit about it, and I will forward you that information as I go through it. And maybe in another month, I'd like to do another interview with you, sharing with you what kind of results I'm getting with the music, because we saw big results with the music, which again is, you know, sacred geometry. It's playing with the same numbers. And, you know, we were getting a 90% coherence, reading 90% coherence in the body where the external and internal systems were communicating with each other. Usually you have to meditate for months to get that kind of result. And if you listen to, you know, the music once, you were getting that. So I want to see how much this will amp up the C60. You know, it's just, you know, just my own way of doing a little extra research and getting healthy. I mean, here I am at 68. I haven't felt this good in years. I have a new zest for life. And I mean, I want to share that with everybody. I mean, this can be a whole new journey for me. So I'm really thrilled by it. And I really thank you for it. Really. Thank you for all the work that you've done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I thank you for letting me come on your show and talk about this. I think it's a new technology. We're at the beginning, like you say, the first 5 years, and it's been a good ride so far. I've got like all that anecdotal evidence that shows this has been nothing but positive.
Right.
And we just, you know, going to continue down the road as best we can and keep pushing it out there.
Well, thanks so much, Bob. I know you have a busy life, so you have a great day. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to close off now. Radical Gardener, from my garden to yours. May your garden always grow. You know, I'm always sending you a ton of love, and just, you know, live in a positive way. Make sure you get outside and just be positive. Okay. Thanks so much, Bob.
Great. Thank you, Kate.
All right. Bye-bye.